Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. We've reached the month of December, and games are underway for winter sports teams around the area. So let's recap what happened as seasons got underway, starting with the Bradshaw Mountain boys and girls basketball teams. The boys basketball team was excellent in the final 2 minutes of the game against Williams Field on Thursday night in a gritty 47-40 victory on the road. Despite Bradshaw Mountain holding the lead since early in the first quarter, Williams Field kept the deficit within 10 points for a majority of the game as the Blackhawks would respond to each Bears run with a streak of their own. Down by 5 points midway through the fourth quarter, Williams Field won on a 7-2 run to tie the game up at 40 points with only 2 minutes remaining in the game. That was the first time the game had been tied since early in the contest as the Bears found themselves up against a wall. Here's what senior guard Mason Hunt said about the composure on the floor when Williams Field tied the game.
The feeling was there's a lot of pressure, but it's my job to keep our team relaxed, keep our team involved, keep our chins up. So we just had to we had to clutch up in a sense. We had to really focus.
Bradshaw Mountain did just that, as back-to-back clutch shots by senior guard Sean Stouter and Mauricio Holgan gave the Bears much-needed breathing room while holding Williams Field scoreless on the other side of the floor for the remainder of the game. The win followed a 65-42 loss to Dysart earlier in the week. Here's what Bradshaw Mountain head coach Kane Atkinson said of the win.
It was ugly, but I felt like we had some pretty good composure Tuesday night. I didn't think that we were very good. I didn't think we executed very well. We didn't handle pressure very well. This game, we handled pressure a little bit better. It's still definitely a work in progress. We got to get a lot better handling pressure. Defense was a little bit better tonight. We did a pretty good job of keeping the basketball out of the middle. Again, I'm not really that satisfied or that happy about it, but I'm always happy about a win, and kids played hard.
Hunt led the team with 15 points, draining a trio of three-pointers. Stouter and Holgan were clutch at the charity stripe as both made 3 free throw attempts. One of Stouter's free throws followed his basket in the final minute of the fourth quarter. The full story from this game and photos can be found on signalsaz.com. Bradshaw Mountain was back on the floor Friday night as they hosted Greenway. The Bears made it 2 wins in a row, beating Greenway 49-42. At 3-1 overall, the Bears hit the road to play Region Foe Coconino on Thursday at 7 p.m. Things didn't go as well for the girls' basketball team last week as they fell to the Greenway Demons 27-26 on the road Friday after a 56-24 loss to Williams Field at home earlier in the week. The defensive intensity for both teams on Friday resulted in a sloppy, low-scoring game as there were 23 jump balls called, a majority of which occurred when Bradshaw Mountain had the ball. Here's what Bradshaw Mountain head coach Brad Clifford said after the game.
Didn't execute properly. They came out, the other team came out, and they picked the intensity. We didn't match the intensity. You know, I thought it was pretty pretty physical game, and I thought the officiating let it be physical. But I'm not blaming that because it was physical on both sides. We didn't respond like we should have. I've never seen so many jump balls in a game, to tell you the truth. And so, we didn't expect resistance like we should. And they came after us, and we did not handle the ball. We didn't take care of the ball. We just didn't. The only thing I can say, we didn't expect resistance, and that hurt us.
The Bears also had trouble executing at the charity stripe, as the Bears only converted 4 of 8 free throw attempts in the second half after missing 6 of 8 free throw attempts in the second quarter alone. Despite the struggles to hang on to the ball and troubles at the free throw line, Bradshaw Mountain held the lead for a majority of the game. However, the tide changed in Greenway's favor toward the end of the third quarter when the Demons began executing from beyond the arc. Greenway ended the third quarter with back-to-back three-pointers and added another in the fourth quarter as Demons junior forward Alexandra Vasquez hit a deep shot to give her team a 25-24 lead with 5 minutes left in the game. After another Greenway basket, Bradshaw Mountain senior guard Giselle Serrano executed both her free throw attempts with 2 minutes left to bring the deficit back to 1 point, but that would be it for the scoring for both teams. Bradshaw Mountain senior guard Tiana Valentin led the team with 8 points, while Serrano added 7 points. The Bears are now 1-2 overall on the season and have a bit of a break to get things right as they don't return to play until December 13th when they match up against Deer Valley on the road at 7 p.m. The full story and photos for this game can also be found on SignalsAZ.com. We'll recap what happened with other sports around the region in just a second, but first, this show is brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. The cold temperatures are here, so give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready as the temperatures continue to drop. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's whip around Central Arizona sports and see what happened. Starting with the Prescott Badgers girls soccer team, the Badgers on Wednesday opened the season with an impressive 5-0 win over Saguaro on the road. Prescott High School head coach Paul Campanzano admitted he was a bit nervous having to begin the season playing Saguaro on the road after skipping large portions of the preseason. Here's what he had to say on that.
The girls were ready, and I'm a couple weeks away when that first game hits. They were ready a week ago, 2 weeks ago. We skipped large portions of the preseason. They're ready to go, so I'm real impressed with them. So proud of them that they could come together. It's hard to have 20 girls on a team, and some players don't play a lot. They're used to playing. So to see them come together as a team, put it together, and actually fight for one another, it makes it so fun to coach. So I'm very, very proud of what they accomplished today.
Sophomore midfielder Rihanna Aguilar gave Prescott High School its first lead of the season with a goal 10 minutes into the first half. Saguaro would hold Prescott High School scoreless for the remainder of the first half, but Campanzano and the team recognized the Sabercats' style of play and were more patient in the second half. Here's what he had said on that.
They were playing direct, and they were trying to draw our twos and threes up and then play behind with the nine. And so once we saw that and recognized it, it was easy to be a little more patient. It's tricky, though, because I think they play a percentage game where they're going to dump 12 balls over the top, and hopefully they get one. And then we're tired. So the key was, once we got the ball back, was to slow it down, do what we do, build out, which we did, and then take advantage of the openings in the space.
The change in strategy worked as the Badgers added to their lead and kept piling on as the second half continued. Sophomore midfielder Maggie Manili scored on a penalty kick to give Prescott High School a 2-goal advantage within the first 10 minutes of the second half. Junior forward Violet Williams scored a goal in the 62nd minute. And junior midfielder Kenzie Blanchard added another goal 3 minutes later. Manili capped the scoring with her second goal of the half in the 77th minute. It was a great game from Manili, who didn't have a goal during her first season with the team. Here's what she had to say about that.
Amazing. Last year I had no goals, and to start off the season with 2 goals is amazing. I just want to keep going forward with it and keep scoring and just hopefully win everything.
Prescott High School kept Saguaro off the scoreboard for the second consecutive season. They were one of 3 teams to shut out Saguaro in a game last season, a team that won the Desert Sky region and made it to the second round of the state playoffs. The full story with photos can also be seen on SignalsAZ.com. After the big win against Saguaro, the Badgers kept it going with a 10-0 victory against Cactus in front of the home crowd on Monday night. At 2-0, the Badgers are back on the road against Estrella Foothills on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The boys' soccer team also got off to a good start, beating Cactus 6-1 in their Freedom Play opener on the road Monday. The Badgers host Estrella Foothills on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The Badgers boys' basketball team is starting the season on fire, beating Mountain Ridge on Friday 75-68 and then Cortez on Monday 72-61 as they are 2-0. Junior Uriah Tenet had a huge game in the win against Cortez, scoring 38 points. He made 4 of 5 three-point attempts. Fellow junior Zane Gall was also a big part of the win, scoring 20 points and collecting 16 rebounds. Prescott High School hosts Marcos Deniza at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. The girls' basketball team, after opening with a loss to Deer Valley, rolled off 2 blowout wins in a row, 82-15 over Tempe on the road and 79-18 against Cortez at home. At 2-1 overall, they look to keep it rolling on the road against Marcos Deniza on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. The Badgers also have a road game against Mountain Ridge at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The boys and girls wrestling teams have a meet against 5 teams on the road Wednesday, and then the boys compete in the Tiger Duels on Friday and Saturday. On to Bradshaw, as the boys' soccer team opened the season with a 3-1 win on the road against Agrafria on Monday. They play St. Mary's at home on a Wednesday at 5 p.m. The girls' soccer team also opened the season with a win, beating Agrafria at home 6-0. They play St. Mary's on the road Wednesday at 5 p.m. The boys' wrestling team competes in the 4th annual Husky Invite on Saturday at Horizon High School. On to Chino Valley, as the Cougars boys' basketball team are in the win column for the first time this season as they beat River Valley at home on Tuesday 68-49. At 1-3 overall, they next play Florence at home on Friday at 7 p.m. The girls' basketball team also got their first win of the season on Tuesday, beating River Valley 41-31 at home. At 1-3 overall, they also play Florence at home on Friday. Start time is 5:30 p.m. The boys' wrestling team will compete in the WIT duels at Sholo High School on Friday and Saturday against 7 teams. On to college sports, and beginning with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the men's basketball team is struggling in the midst of a 7-game losing streak. The Eagles fell to UC Merced 64-45 on the road Saturday, and Park Gilbert on the road 83-63 on Tuesday. At 1-7 overall, the Eagles look to get back on track as they host Benedictine Mesa at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. The women's basketball team went 1-1 in their recent games, beating UC Merced 69-59 on the road Saturday, but losing to Park Gilbert on the road Tuesday 59-49. In the win against UC Merced, Ariana Gonzalez led the team with 12 points. At 3-5 overall, the Eagles host Benedictine Mesa at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. Ending with Yavapai College, as the Rough Riders women's basketball team is looking for their first win of the season as they host South Mountain at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The Rough Riders then host Arizona Western on Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Yavapai College is 0-4 overall so far on the young season. The men's basketball team fell to number 3-ranked Salt Lake on Friday, 89-61, and have now lost two straight games as they host South Mountain at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The men's team also hosts Arizona Western over the weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and 4 p.m. on Saturday. The Rough Riders are 6-5 overall on the season. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for more recaps of what happened with sports teams around the region.